staying out.
Kev's
mum eyed this both. Okay, but no filming around, she muttered, and as she turned on the television. Neighbours is on for the next half an hour, so some silence would be demanded. As me and Kev lugging Dad down between us, we snuck out of the back door. At long last, permission to go outside camping for the night. Just at the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bags as the sun dipped over the horizon. Kev turned on his torch and stared at his house. His bedroom light was turned on and it was glowing like a yellow pumpkin. However, at the end of Kev's garden, it was getting darker and darker as if we were sinking into a deep pit. Stars come out like silver bolts. The moon cast an eerie silver light over Kev's garden. It grew colder and colder. Kev zipped up his tent. As well, he could see his luminous clock glowing, which meant sometimes that it would glow in the dark. Kev told me a joke about a dog and a man that the dog wore brown shoes. At first, when I heard a strange scratching noise and coming outside of the tent, we froze. What on earth could it be? It came again towards the entrance. The noise was like a last raping breath. There was no escape. All we could do was lie there waiting. Terrified, we ducked into our sleeping bag and waited. My heart thumped. Kev pulled out the flap. There was a sudden rush of cold air, and I looked out as Kev's torch flickered. The light was like a sword stabbing into a beam and picking out like a torch. It was a hedgehog taking one eye with its tiny button eyes. Bottom, it was snorting like a waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum made us up some bacon and egg. Were you all right? Asked Kev's mum as she spread the butter on our toast. No probs, he replied, as if a plane had been sailing on the sea. Mum looked again and lifted one eyebrow. I could see she was not fooled.